Now I've got Dave Connolly from Communities Against Cuts on the line. Hello, Dave.
How are you doing?
How you doing? Listen, I know I just sprung this interview on you really quickly, but thanks for taking the call anyway. There's an invitation, Leaders and Organisations event on Wednesday, the 27th of June. That's Wednesday coming at 10 a.m. Between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's in St Andrews Resource Centre. That's in Pier Street, and it's for activists. Tell me what it's about. Dave.
Well, basically, and I'm pleased to say that, in fact, it's been filled up now in terms of numbers. What it is, the Communities Against Cuts campaign was probably one of the most successful community sector campaigns ever, in that it, for the first time, sort of nationally convened a march 2 years back of about 12,000 people to the Dáil, and that came from a series of local marches in different cities. And since then, a lot of the issues that we were raising have now come to pass in terms of the scale of cuts at local communities, the targeting of the poorest areas for reductions under these austerity budgets. So over the last number of months, quite a number of people have sort of asked, why aren't we, you know, at a national level again, trying to develop some collective campaign rather than a lot of local sort of responses, which are not being very effective, to be honest, in terms of what's hitting the communities. And what is happening this week is, particularly for the Dublin area, bringing together those organisers and people, leaders from local communities who were involved in the campaign before, to examine what's involved to get it again, up and running again, or maybe what sort of change tactics should there be this time round, or how should we respond to the current crisis. So that's what it's about.
Can I ask you about what cuts you've identified?
Well, I mean, there's been of massive cuts, as we know, through the austerity budget, over 3 billion last year, and another 3.5 billion been planned for this year. And what we've shown and what we've sort of got evidence of is that over the last 4 or 5 years, these cuts have been applied disproportionately at a local community level. And what we mean by that is that many local community organisations who provide vital local services have been the ones that have been targeted, rather than, if you like, main central government departments. And this is of great concern, because what we're seeing, I'll give you the most recent example, you'll be very aware of it, you covered it yourself. The Community Employment Programme, the last budget, decided to cut the overheads and training budget by 60%. Now, no cuts of that scale have not been applied anywhere else. We've been fighting that since, and bit by bit we've been sort of forcing a retreat on that. But if you think about that, and you think of it in the overall context, government cuts have been around about 2 to 3% across the board over the last number of years, whereas in fact at a local community level, 20, 30% cuts have been applied.
Yeah. Just with regard to the community employment schemes, Dave, is there a feeling abroad that there's an attempt to phase out CE schemes?
It depends on how you look at it. The minister has continuously stated that there's no intention to reduce the numbers. There's over 22,000 scheme workers on the schemes, and there's about 1,200 scheme workers are part time, as you know, and about 1,200 full time supervisors. So, all the indications are, and all the assurances we've got from government, is that they don't intend to reduce them in numbers. But to pick up your point, and what's actually happening is, if you reduce the budgets available to them, by default you will get closure of schemes, which is happening now, or you will get mergers of schemes, which will reduce capacity locally to deliver services. So we're very concerned about what's happening. We still haven't really got to a final stage of this, because we don't know what sort of cuts are going to be applied at a local level yet. That's still underway, and the discussions and negotiations are still underway. But I think it is fair to say that there is a serious threat to the future of this type of local community-based activity. There's no question about that.
But I think in some areas, and I'm not certain if it's 100% accurate, but there's an embargo on some areas with regard to CE placement being replaced if people finish on their schemes. Like somebody completes their year or their 2 years, they're not being replaced in some schemes.
No, you're right. That is true. That there's an embargo. The only point I was making to you is that, in answer to your question, the government has, the minister has continuously stated that they don't intend to reduce the overall numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been embargoes in place, because there's a financial crisis in the whole scheme at the moment, which hasn't been resolved. Mm. So, I suppose you could have it both ways to say, well, there's no intention to reduce them formally, but by informal means, they'll get reduced anyway because people won't be able to keep going.
Yeah.
You also touched on one more fundamental issue about it, this change, this restructuring that's going on. In the past, and people who go on to community employment schemes provide a very important service locally, and this is widely acknowledged, but there's also a benefit from it in terms of access to employment, where there are jobs in the jobs market, but also training and other upskilling for people who are unemployed. That side of it hasn't been acknowledged in recent years, and a lot of the changes they're proposing now is reducing that, making it less effective. So, for example, people would have expected in the past to be able to stay on for more than a year. And obviously, when there are no jobs available in the market, why shouldn't they? These are the sort of things that are being reduced now. And I think you highlighted yourselves about the lone parents and those with a disability, where they had additional income, which they need because they're in the most poverty-stricken circumstances.
Yeah.
That was taken away from them a number of months back. So that's changing the whole profile of the schemes, because it's not in the interest now of lone parents or people with disability to go on to a scheme where they make a loss of income and long-term could be removed from yeah. you know, the category. So yeah. there are serious issues affecting these schemes, which we haven't managed to resolve as yet, but we're part of this sort of campaign is to raise the profile of those issues and force changes and protect local services and jobs.
Yeah, well, just going back to my point about is there a possibility that the CE schemes will be discontinued altogether? I was thinking that it's like an employed thing, that if people are losing places, they're not being replaced, there's an embargo. We mentioned the lone parents. That kind of thing can lead to loss of places, and then it can, down the road, they can say, well, sure, that didn't work. That's not, we haven't the money here, there, and yon. And so we'll just close this whole thing down and start from scratch with something new. And that's what they can do if they can get away with it. Isn't that right?
No, I think you're right. That is one of the threats that's there. And I'll tell you where this is coming from as well. The Troika have been demanding that the Irish government change the whole emphasis of what we would call community employment into what they call labour activation programmes. Now, that's like what was called welfare to work in the US and in the UK that failed, which is people on social welfare being effectively forced into part-time employment in order to get, keep their income.
Yeah.
We're absolutely opposed to that because that will destroy the whole basis of it. And as you say, it's another way of running down the whole approach by effectively making it compulsory and also creating a whole, if you like, issue around why people are on it. So that's the one we think is of great concern. And recently, the last government introduced what was called the TUS programme, and then we've got the Rural Social Scheme. These programmes between them are talking about 20, 30, 40,000 people, on them over the next number of years. It's vital that we keep pressure on the government to say, show the value of them, first of all, but also ensure that they're in the interests of people who are unemployed.
Yeah.
They're not there just to serve, getting numbers off the live register or serve, the sort of objective of force everybody down one road. So there's a big issue around this whole community sector at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Dave, I'm really up against the clock here. I'm going to have to leave it there. But thanks very much for taking the call, and good luck.
No problem.
Good luck with the event tomorrow evening. And look, we will be back in touch to find out how things are progressing in this regard.
No, and we appreciate the coverage you're giving. It's very important. Thanks for that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.